I don't know how she did it. I'm not sure anyone has that answer, to be honest. It's a claim that just doesn't make sense, and yet, there it is. But first, let's back up a bit, shall we? Anna Kingsford was a bit of a groundbreaker. She was the second English woman ever to earn a medical degree, and did so in the most unusual way. Somehow, she managed to work her way through her studies at the University of Paris without ever once experimenting on a single animal. Now, don't take that to mean that she just refused to dissect those dead frogs or cats we might remember from college. No, what she was opposed to was known as vivisection, the practice of testing and dissecting living animals. And leading that charge right there in Paris was the legendary physiologist Claude Bernard. Bernard has an impressive bio, and you should read it sometime. But let me sum up the important parts by saying that he's still regarded as one of the greatest scientists in history, giving us such tools as blind experiments used to prevent bias in scientific trials, and the concept of homeostasis, how systems like the human body seek balance. He advanced medical science by light years, and that earned him a public funeral in 1878, something that had never been done for a scientist up until that point. He was a national hero in a lot of ways, but he earned many of those achievements through vivisection, by literally cutting open living animals and studying how their bodies functioned. He did it without anesthetic and would work calmly while the animals screamed in pain. For Anna Kingsford, that sort of practice was simply unacceptable. She hated it, so much so that she traveled to Paris from her home in London so she could earn a medical degree and fight vivisection with skill and authority. And like I mentioned earlier, rather than be accused of hypocrisy by experimenting on animals in her studies there, she managed to work around it. Bernard, in Anna Kingsford's mind at least, was the hub around which the entire world of vivisection rotated. He was the man responsible for all of it, and in her mind, he needed to be stopped. And according to her biographer, a friend and colleague named Edward Maitland, she did just that, with her mind. According to Maitland's account, Kingsford was so driven by her hatred of Claude Bernard that she called down a spiritual thunderbolt on the scientist in December of 1878. Days later, when she saw a notice posted to the front gate of the Paris School of Medicine that announced the man's death, she reportedly needed to sit down. Somehow, she had managed to do it. Except, well, maybe not. You see, rather than get wrapped up in the hows and ifs, we need to ask a deeper question, a more important question. Why? Why was Maitland telling us this story about Kingsford? Maybe it was to reveal her dark powers to the world. Perhaps it was a secret she only wanted exposed after her death so as to avoid the publicity and fame. Those would be fun reasons, I suppose. They add drama to the story. The real answer, though, is a lot less, well, magical. Although that's never the role truth plays, is it? It's always there to shed light, not entertain, and the truth of Anna Kingsford's life is powerful. Her work spread throughout England and Europe, influencing people as it went. A lifelong vegetarian, she published a book in 1881 called The Perfect Way in Diet, which caught the eye of Mahatma Gandhi, who believed in it so passionately that he distributed copies of the book to others during his time in South Africa. She was an advocate for women's rights, animal rights, and nonviolence. Which is why it is so odd that Maitland left those details out of her biography. Why would he paint her as nothing more than a sorceress and magical assassin? Because, it turns out, he wanted to take her place as the center of attention. She was everything he thought a woman should be, beautiful and intelligent and full of grace, and yet she disappointed him in one particular area. She was powerful and outspoken. Don't take my word for it, though. Listen to what Maitland himself had to say about women in general. The ideal woman, he wrote, brings herself to her male affinity as a sheet of blankest paper for him to write upon as he pleases. Anna Kingsford's flaw, in his mind, was that she wasn't blank enough. Maitland really didn't like that. He couldn't control Kingsford in life, so he chose to use his pen to do so after she died. He wrote a biography of her that was bizarrely focused on himself and made up stories like the magical assassination of Claude Bernard to paint her in a different light. And then, to cover his tracks, he burned every single letter, manuscript, and diary she ever left to him upon her death. In the end, the truth is a lot more depressing than we want. Maitland's story of Anna Kingsford's dark mental abilities was nothing more than character assassination, wrapped up in the trappings of occult fantasy. Sadly, it is possible to destroy someone with our mind. Just not the way we thought.